You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Rob.
And my name is Paul.
Just kidding.
This is episode 715. That is true. And at least I think it is. Yes, that is true. And we're glad that you're with us. Hope you're having a good week and spending some time planning on what you're going to be doing for 2018, digging in.
I hope you prank your family, make a laugh, you know, make someone
that too.
You know, get a little sassy.
Yeah.
A little attitude.
Yeah.
In a fun way. Have a little fun. Shake off the seriousness.
With balloons?
I don't know. But anyway, today is also the last day of the Drone U giveaway. DroneUGiveaway.com, win a Mavic Pro Platinum. As of recording this right now, we've got about 15,000 entries. And that means that you still actually have a good chance because, again, if you've got a decent-sized following and you share, chances of you actually winning this thing, pretty good.
So yeah, keep in mind, that is not 15,000 people, so one person could have 500 entries if you get out there and share it.
See how that
so
works?
Don't be discouraged by that number. Be encouraged by that number because you can go kind of create your own piece of that pie.
True. Very true.
Just by share.
Very, very true. Also, big special thank you to our friends, the Drone U community, for giving us a heads up about one of our sponsors. Just want to say thank you for being honest with us, as we want to be honest with you, so thank you very much. Also, a big special thank you to everyone who has worked for Drone U in the production office. That is Joel, Mahesh, Kirill, Nico, Amanda, Ilya, Kesh. Gosh, I could keep going.
Good
Other
job.
Kirill number two.
There's a Kirill number two.
There is a Kirill number two.
Nice.
And my handy dandy editor and good friend, Poyu, who does stuff for me still. So
had a baby, Poyu.
Yeah,
Hope
anyway.
All
just special thank you to all you guys for making this this show work and get out to the people. So thank you very much. But anyway, let's get into today's question, which is brought to you by our friends in the Drone U community. Get access to 27 courses right now for $47 a month. Or if you just got some extra money for that holiday season, for whatever holiday you're celebrating, you can actually get a discount on an annual membership. You got to kind of look for it though. Go to Drone U, you sign up like you're going to sign up for a member, and then look for the little small writing that says annual membership. That's actually a sale. You'll save $100 by using that little, little link. It's kind of hard to see. There's a reason for that. Check it out. Anyway, let's hear the question, Rob.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Kevin, New Jersey. I had a couple questions regarding the mapping course. One, I saw the Inspire lifting. Will it be like a ball underneath it? I don't know if that was a 360-degree camera or what its purpose was. And secondly, I think at the time that you filmed the mapping course, the Phantom 4 Pro was the drone you used. And there's a section in the course there explaining why you chose that over something like an Inspire 2 and an X5. But now that you've used the unique H520, if you could go back and do the mapping course again, would you have preferred the H520 for any reason over the Phantom 4 Pro? Or all things being considered, they do about the same job? I'd love to hear the answer to that. And thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ken. Again, a big dose of Ken here. He's just sending in some really good questions, some applicable questions that make a lot of sense. And so go to astroneu.com if you'd like to get in here and maybe steal one of the entries that Ken continues to get for the giveaway of a free membership that we do every 50 episodes.
Is that two now or is that three?
For Ken?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is at least three.
Oh, wow.
Within this 50.
Killing the game there, Ken.
Yeah,
killing
so he's increasing his odds.
Killing the game. Thank you for a tough question. Not really a tough question, but a very detailed question. I like the detailed questions. And I've been digging into photogrammetry actually for a while. Did you know when the first usage of photogrammetry was?
1950.
It's in the book. I'm going to screw this up. It was like late 1870s.
Really?
Yeah. They did it with film, believe it or not. Hmm. There's actually mathematical equations to figure out points and places in 3D space from pictures.
Think about how much harder it was for them back then. The calculations they had to do and...
impossible.
Crazy.
Almost impossible. But I've actually been digging really, really deep into it. Just bought a textbook, PhD level deep, and just want to be able to provide as much value as possible to people to give you guys the best answers possible in mapping. But when it comes to the unique H520, first of all, I really like that vehicle for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's extremely stable, so you are able to map on windier days. Number two, it's got a great GPS accuracy. I mean, it's really, really solid in the sky. And when we have mapped with it before, we've gotten really killer detail. Now, to answer his question, he talked about the 360 ball. Mm-hmm. The reason that we use that, so I'm going to switch track for a second. The reason we use that is to create interactive maps. So what we do is we create models of areas, and then we input annotations into the maps. Let me see if I can pull up a link for you to share with these guys so they can kind of check it out. So what we do is we input an annotation into the map itself. We normally start with a video, but you can click into the maps themselves, go in, and then actually pull up a 360 image that we take with the drone, or we just take the 360s inside just on a tripod. Now, here's the thing. A lot of realtors are using something called Matterport. Are you familiar with Matterport, Rob?
I'm not familiar with Matterport, but
so Matterport is essentially a 9-camera setup that a lot of realtors use, and they just, you know, essentially take 360 images and then mesh them all together, and you can essentially like walk through a house in virtual reality. And it was funny because I actually went to a realtor party last night, and you know, I hate stuck up people. Like, I really hate these kind of people. Mm-hmm. I'm pushing my nose up right now. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because Sarah can always see when I'm about to just like intellectually own someone. So Craig introduced me. He's like, you know, hey, this is Paul. You know, he's an owner of Drone U. They've done a lot of videos for us. He's helped me sell the highest end ranches that I have. Like, his videos are incredible. He can fly through fences. He can fly through doors, windows, like everything to really engage people.
By the way, who would have thunk that flight through that fence would get so much pub? Well, I gotta go because I'm gonna go fly through a fence if I have to try it 1,000 times. Because you got a lot of mileage out of that fence fly.
Hey, well, and then when I did the live stream on Facebook, it was even more. So,
anyways, okay, carry
anyway,
on.
Anyway, so he was like, you know, you should really use Paul for drone video and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I really only take on the highest of high end right now. I don't really have time. I'm teaching other people. I said, if you have a house that we can put in our luxury real estate course, I'm all about it. But, you know, she's like, oh, I don't use drones. I had a drone guy one time who just did not give me what I wanted. And I'm like, well, were you really specific with him? Did you explain exactly what you wanted? She's like, yeah, but it was just so jerky. And I just, no for drones. And my husband even offered to buy me a drone. And this is instantly when I knew there is something wrong with this woman. When she's offered to have a $2,000 drone given to her, I'm like, I said instantly, I was like, oh, you should have just taken the drone because it's just so much fun to learn to fly. Like, I can't tell you how many people we've helped by just teaching them and learning, they learn to fly. And she's like, oh no, there's expectations. She's like, I use Matterport. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, Matterport is really cool. I said, but you know, how do you showcase the outside of the house and then, you know, move into the inside? And this is where Sarah's giving me the hairy eyeball. And I'm like, well, isn't it really difficult for those cameras, the way that they're set up and, you know, moving from the outside to the inside? She's like, oh yeah, you can't do that. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then she's like, yeah, the exposure from outside to inside doesn't really work. I said, yeah, I know. And so I kind of set her up to fail, but she was kind of a snobby lady. And that was the only like quasi-negative conversation I had last night. So
yeah, there's one in every crowd.
There always is. Mm-hmm. And then I was explaining to her how we do these interactive models, which is the point of me telling you this story. We created this interactive model of this studio ranch essentially outside of Santa Fe, and the map looks really incredible. But when we add these annotations, we can go in and we can actually see what the individual buildings look like. Isn't that cool?
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, guys, I know this isn't answering Ken's mapping question. I know you'll
get
to that. I know you will. But if you're doing real estate, and high-end real estate in particular, you got to figure this stuff out.
By the way, we are talking with a very specific company on doing this for resorts. because no one's done this before.
It's pretty sweet.
So we're calling it interactive mapping. We've got a little piece and bit on it. I really want Doug to dig deeper and show people how to create this on this website, because you really need a special interface to do this. But it's extremely powerful and you can sell the crap out of it. So anyway, going back to his question, these maps and these models and interactive mapping, you know, they can do a lot of really cool stuff. Does the H520 help us get a better model? I'm going to be really, really honest with you. If you compare an image from the Phantom 4 Pro and an image from the unique H520, you'll actually notice that there's a little bit more information in the unique H520 photo. You can take photos of the same thing, and the Phantom image will be 7 meg, and the H520 image will be like 9 or 10 meg. And I've talked about this before, and this all comes down to the JPEG recipe, how they process a raw image into a JPEG. And by the way, if you want to take raw images and throw that at Pix4D, or take raw images and, you know, do a little editing to all of them, you can totally do that to get better models. In fact, what I would recommend is if you take all your images in raw, throw them in Lightroom, go to the middle of the deck, and essentially increase your shadow detail just a little bit, maybe decrease your highlights and increase essentially the amount of white that you have in your images, and then copy that setting and paste them to all of your images, output to JPEG at the highest possible resolution, and then put those images into Pix4D, cool. And you will get better detail in your maps, just FYI.
So how many images could you do that with in Lightroom, realistically?
1,500.
Okay. Because I know some of the maps that you and Doug have worked on, I mean, there were like millions of...
Not really millions, but there was one particular map that was, I think, 5,000 images.
Okay, so that's one of the bigger maps. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now my computer would struggle with 5,000 images. It would do it, but it would struggle. So you've got to factor in that time. And again, you know, I've talked about this before. If you're doing modeling, you have got to price in the time that it takes to process your images. So going back to his question, would you prefer the H520 over the Phantom 4 Pro? As far as detail and imagery, yes. But I will say this, I'm working with Unique right now, and I asked one of the Unique kind of reps, and he's kind of a big name in the community, not the DroneU community, but the drone community, and he kind of blew my question off, and I was like kind of wondering why he blew me off, essentially sent me the owner's manual and said, read through it. So I knew something was up instantly, and I reached out to Unique, and I said, you know, I'm trying to do point of interest, and I know you can do point of interest on a Typhoon H, but the H520 doesn't have point of interest. And he's like, I'm working with them. This will be available soon in the new upcoming software, blah, 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 blah. So in order to actually do orbits, it would be a little bit difficult to get the point of interest out of the Unique. You could fly it manually just fine, and you would still get better detail than a Phantom 4 Pro, but it's going to take a little bit more work from the pilot themselves. And maybe that's the competitive advantage that you offer. Now, as far as doing mapping missions, the one thing I love about the Unique Typhoon H520 over the Phantom 4 Pro, especially if you're used to using iOS and Pix4D, is the ability to continue missions. Something that right. Map Pilot, Maps Made Easy has trouble with, Pix4D has trouble with. In Unique, if you need to do a super large swath of area, it is by far the best vehicle to do that, hands down.
Which is a really big selling point.
Huge selling point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, also, if you have any issues, you can just continue the mission where you left off. That is so critical right. and so important to be able to do that. But the other issue is that, you know, you have limited flexibility in doing things like free flight. So, yes, you're getting more detail in your imagery. Yes, you can fly larger areas. Yes, you can fly in, you know, more windy conditions and still be able to map. You know, if you're mapping in over, say, 15 to 17 miles an hour with a Phantom 4 Pro, you're going to start running into problems with the gimbal or the wind throwing off the location of the drone, or using too much battery power to essentially do the same maps. Mm-hmm. That's where the Typhoon H again comes in and says, you know, I can handle the wind a lot better. And by the way, for you guys out there who are like, well, maybe I should just buy a Typhoon H with an E90 camera. I'm not sure you can get the E90 camera on the Typhoon H. But also, the Typhoon H and the 520 are significantly different. The H520 is a little bit longer as far as the arms. The props are a little bit bigger, and the motors are actually bigger as well. So that's why we're getting the 22 minutes of flight time on the unique H520. And I like that drone too, because it kind of screams safety. It's bright orange. It looks like, you know, a tool you would see on a construction site. Mm-hmm. And it looks legit. It looks, you know, a lot of people, when we were doing the construction class, a lot of people were like, oh man, that hexacopter's sweet, dude. What's this little dinky drone over here pointing at the Phantom? And it's like, if you only knew how powerful the Phantom was.
Right, yeah. Know? But that matters to people.
It totally does. Perspective is everything in this world. Perception is everything in this world. And if you go out there with a Typhoon H520, I mean, you definitely look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it does take a little
reality.
It's true. It does take a little bit more work, which I'm not sure that that's also a bad thing either, because when people are looking at what you're doing and they see you trying to do different things, they're going to be like, wow, this really takes a lot more work than I thought it did to complete. So
sure.
I think that's a good thing, in all honesty.
So bring it all the way around. He asked, would you redo, or if you had the 520 back when the mapping class was recorded, would you have used it instead of the P4 Pro? It sounds like they're neck and neck.
Well, I'll be honest. So we did one particular stadium with the Typhoon H520, and at the time I didn't have enough batteries to complete it because of some issues. But two things. Number one, the H520 doesn't have airspace limitations. You are able to use it where you want to use
it. Big selling point.
Exactly.
Gosh.
So that was really helpful. It got a lot more detail in its Nader mapping mission than the Phantom 4 Pro. I mean, like, significantly more detail.
Yeah.
But because I didn't have the color profile set correctly, and that's my error, it didn't look as crispy as, like, this map looks. Because, I mean, like, you look at this right here, and I'll show this link to you guys. I'm going to send it to Rob. The video of the Imus Ranch and then the map of the Imus Ranch, I mean, the color is actually almost better in the model than the actual video.
Yeah, it's hard to tell which one is a model and which one is a video just looking at them.
Yeah, and in order to do that with Unique, you have to kind of mess with your camera settings just a little bit, but it's not that hard to get the same thing. And again, you're getting a lot more detail in the pictures. A lot of people say too, they're the same sensor. They're not the same sensor. It's a different generation of sensors. So it's something to be aware of. Is it technically the same size? Yes, but it's a different generation. So now going back to your question, would I have used the Unique Typhoon H in the mapping course? The only thing that I can't do with the Unique Typhoon H, which I'm pushing for, is the free flight mode. Let me fly and take pictures and record the amount of distance that I'm going in auto snap.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. Why?
That's important because it's measuring our overlap from side to side and horizontally. And when we're trying to get detail below awnings or below complex structures where there's a lot of shadows, in order to get that, we've got to fly in some orbital pattern, essentially, in order to get that.
And you want to be able to do that manually, or you need to be able to do that manually.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
So, yeah.
So I don't know. It sounds like they both have strengths.
They do.
And it just kind of depends on what your ultimate goal is. Sounds like there's got to be a section of the mapping course with the 520 and a section of the mapping course with the P4 Pro.
So first month of the new year, I plan on doing a Don't Crash course on the Unique H520. We've been doing a lot of stuff. I've been holding off on it because they say they're adding things to it, and I really want to have as much in that course as possible without having to redo it. So I have been holding off on that. We will have a Don't Crash course, and we will have a section in there with mapping with it, because that's a big part of that vehicle. I mean, that is the main gist of that vehicle. And there's a reason why, you know, it's an amazing, you know, machine for what it does.
Yeah, so let's throw a big wrench in all this. You're about to get a new camera.
I am.
How's that going
to
change?
You're about to order that today.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Anyways.
Oh, better act good. Don't want to get on that naughty list. If you put me on the naughty list, I'm sending you the lump of coal that we talked about on the yesterday show.
Anyways, and yeah, we've gone a little long here, so maybe this isn't the podcast for that, but that is going to change things a little bit as well, getting that camera on the P2.
24 megapixels versus 20. Mm-hmm, yep. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to have that camera in my hands. So, and we're headed to the Boneyard with it. I'm excited about that. So yeah, the X7 could totally change this game, you know, because he said, why don't you use the Inspire 1 with the X5? Lots of autofocus issues, there's just so many issues that I've heard from other people, and I've had issues myself. You can set, you know, certain lenses to infinity and whatnot, but sometimes you have issues with Pix4D liking certain camera profiles over other ones. Sometimes you really have to edit the crap out of the images to remove barrel distortion, to remove some other things. in those images to get out what you want. And it's just a lot more work. Mm-hmm. And it's really not that much better of a product. So that's why you really need an integrated system that works, you know, good every single time, and something that you're not playing around with, just because there are already so many glitches and bugs in these mapping applications. I mean, let's go back to DJI Go 4. When the iPhone 10 came out, you know, you really couldn't even fly on DJI Go 4. You had no way to do orbits.
Right.
So, yeah, you could use Litchi or Autopilot or one of those. But when we were out doing a mapping class, other people were using those apps, and both those crashed too. So,
indeed.
Yeah, there's just there's levels of reasons. So,
gotcha.
Editing, glitchiness, more work, and you know, yes, I love the living the drone life, but at the same time, we've got to make it as easy and efficient as possible. You know?
Absolutely. So I guess how I would summarize this is, if you already own a P4 Pro and you're doing mapping with it, probably not a reason to go get the unique H520 to do mapping with that. You can do fine with the Phantom 4 Pro.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right? You can. But if you're doing mapping a lot, like it's your one thing, you're doing it all the time, the unique is a solid option for someone who's serious in business, because again, you're going to be able to fly on more days out of the year. And the best days to map are overcast days, and tends to be windy on overcast days.
Can be, yeah.
So again, another value add to the unique H520. But once we get the X7 on our hands, I hate to say the word game changer because it's used, it's overly used, but it could be a serious changer of the game.
It's better when you mix it up like that.
Thanks.
Good job. Ken, thank you for the question. And guys, don't forget, this is your last day to go register to win that Mavic and a couple other great prizes that go along with that. DroneU giveaway.com. And if you have a question, ask DroneU.com. If you have the inclination, we would love for you to leave us a review, to share the podcast with your friends, subscribe. All those things really help us, and we really appreciate your help.
Definitely, guys. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.